This is Kingpins, a Parcast original. I'm Alistair.
And I'm Kate. Every day in May, we're featuring a quote by an iconic crime figure, teaching us in their own words what it takes to survive in the underworld.
Today's quote is from union organizer Jimmy Hoffa. When mafia hitman Frank the Irishman Sheeran was looking for work, an associate arranged a phone call with the infamous union man. As soon as he picked up the phone, Hoffa said, "I heard you paint houses."
This was a coded phrase. Painting houses was a reference to the way contract killers often splattered their targets' blood on walls, as though they were painting with it. Similarly, if a hitman did carpentry, it meant he made coffins, aka he'd dispose of the body himself. Hoffa rose to prominence as a union organizer during a strongly anti-labor period of American history. So acts of violent brutality, like painting houses or doing carpentry, were often necessary.
Hoffa's passion for labor organization began when he was only 7 years old and his father, a coal miner, died of lung disease. Clearly, his job in the dirty mines, choking on coal dust, had contributed to the fatal illness. But there was nothing for Hoffa to do. The business owners had all the power.
When Hoffa was 19 in the early 1930s, he worked on the docks, unloading produce from ships and transferring it onto trucks. The pay was low and working conditions were poor, so he organized the other dock workers into a strike right as a shipment of overripe strawberries arrived. His bosses, concerned the produce would spoil, met Hoffa's demands just a few hours later.
The early success earned him a reputation as a labor organizer. When the dock workers applied to join the powerful Teamsters Union, the Teamsters gladly added them to their ranks and groomed Hoffa for a leadership position.
But Hoffa wasn't universally loved, even amongst the union men. A few years after he joined, a group of Teamsters in Detroit threatened to split off and form their own chapter. This would have been disastrous to Hoffa. Unions were only powerful so long as they were united. If dueling laborers competed against one another, they'd both be crushed by their employers. Hoffa was willing to do anything to shut down the rival chapter.
So, he called in a favor. His ex-girlfriend had married a chauffeur who worked for a mafioso, and after his death, she dated another mobster. With a few phone calls, Hoffa introduced himself to her organized crime connections, and the rival union abruptly disbanded.
From there, Hoffa cemented his relationship with the most powerful mob bosses of the era. By the time he became the president of the Teamsters Union in 1958, 45-year-old Hoffa had a wide network of mafia contacts. They were always willing to do a favor for him, and Hoffa repaid them generously.
He maintained a barely respectable image by employing slang and double entendres. He never said what he really meant, so he couldn't be blamed for the occasional hit he benefited from, like when he asked Sheeran if he painted houses right before the Irishman committed an advantageous murder.
But eventually, Hoffa's corruption caught up with him. At 2 p.m. on July 30th, 1975, he called his wife from Matches Red Fox Restaurant. He'd planned to have lunch with a few mobsters, but they hadn't shown up. That phone call was the last time anyone ever heard from Jimmy Hoffa.
Most historians believe he was killed by a mob contact, but it's impossible to say for sure because his body was never found. Jimmy Hoffa's unsolved disappearance is a fitting end for a man who always spoke in ambiguities.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another quote.
You can find more episodes of Kingpins for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.